Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to get into today, as always. We're going to be taking your phone calls, emails, and text messages throughout the show here today. The phone numbers, 425-488-0525. That is the main studio line. 425-488-0525. Toll free, you can give us a call at 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. Whatever you want to talk about here today, there's a lot of stuff going on. Tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, we will be reviewing the NXT show from last night, as well as the Cruiserweight Classic, which we heard a lot about the day that last night's show was taped. And we heard a lot about now that the show has aired. Whatever your thoughts are on the program, you're welcome to call and talk about those today. If you have lingering thoughts on Raw or SmackDown, you're welcome to do so. Of course, Impact is back on television here tonight. And it will be, and I guess this is, some would consider this a spoiler, but the guy's all over doing interviews talking about it. Damian Sandow is debuting for Impact tonight. And we'll talk about what he has said about this situation. And there is more, including an article which you can read about right now on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. WWE plans to integrate LGBT characters on television. We're going to tell you about that when we come back from the break. Comments from Stephanie McMahon on this situation. And so much more. It's going to be quite the show today. Dave Meltzer will be joining us. And more, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So I was on my own website today, WrestlingObserver.com, came across this here headline. Mm-hmm. WWE plans to integrate LGBT characters on television. According to WWE Chief Brand Officer Stephanie McMahon, gender-inclusive characters could soon be integrated into the company's programming. McMahon was a featured speaker at an event hosted by Beyond Sport at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York on Tuesday, spoke about the WWE's role in ensuring gender inclusion in sports. We will integrate LGBT characters into our programming, and I do think there will be an opportunity to integrate some of those storylines in the near future, McMahon said. McMahon made similar comments to the Daily Beast in 2015 when asked about Darren Young's on-screen character. Has it ever one time has it ever been noted on WWE television that Darren Young is gay? Because I don't remember this ever. Not one time. It is unclear if she is now speaking about the current state of the creative process or if it only remains a future goal. McMahon's comments come during the same week that longtime employee Pat Patterson's life story is receiving attention after the release of his autobiography, Accepted, How the First Gay Superstar Changed at WWE. During her speech, McMahon noted that she grew up knowing gay WWE wrestlers and employees, but now wants to get the message out there on television.
Said a lot right there. Let me start with the easiest part. Everybody, when you get a chance to buy Pat Patterson's book, buy Pat Patterson's book, because I have a feeling that even if you're not into the old school of professional wrestling, if you think that's what this book is about, it's about a lot more than that. If you think this is just about Pat Patterson being a gay man in pro wrestling, it's a lot more than that. It's a great book, and I think it's a great book that can touch a lot of different people in a lot of different ways. And Bertrand Hébert, hopefully we can have him on this show and talk about the book at some point, as he's going to go around talking about it, because it's an exceptional book. And I think for listeners of this radio show, it will probably be the 2016 Observer Book of the Year. Not the audio book of the year, obviously, because you're going to win that if that actually gets released during this calendar year. But to move to what Stephanie announced, I guess that would be great when you look at WWE and you'd go, okay, I'd rather have this happen organically with an actual transgender or whatever athlete. I worry about the exploitive part with WWE and the fact that they have proven time and time again to have the absolute complete inability to tell a story of some gravitas, if that would be the right word to use. And I know this was a different era completely, but Muhammad Hassan, at the time they introduced the Hassan character with Daivari, when they first, if you were to go back and initially watch those promos, where you had a chance to do a quite the multi-layered character, and they couldn't make it last. I mean, if again, if you were to see those first vignettes leading into the story, it was...
I hate to stop you, but can I ask you one question?
But go ahead.
This is a serious question for everybody listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name me one multi-layered character in the history of WWE?
Yes.
Okay, who is it?
I think Steve Austin, to a point. I think Mick Foley, by far.
But Mick, you know, I'll give you Mick Foley.
But you know what? Foley was a character, and give me a second, because I know where you're going with this. Foley was a character going into that, but I mean, I'm just using the Hassan example of because LGBTQ is a multi-layered, very serious, heavy thing that you'd be dealing with, and I don't trust in them, even at this point, with the way they've evolved in certain ways, to be able to tell a story where it benefits anybody instead of just ignoring it and chalking up somebody's gender to sport. I mean, you can have somebody with a rainbow on their trunks. You can have somebody cutting promos or, you know, saying why it's important to them. But when the action comes in the ring, realistically, it shouldn't still be focused on, because the whole point of making everything this thing equal is the fact that these people should be able to get over and be respected by everybody who views the screen, whatever their gender is or not. And that would be the one thing that WWE is going to be playing up the most. And I'm sorry, maybe they're going to get great Hollywood writers and get all 27 of them to join in and create the greatest storyline of all time. I just unfortunately have trouble feeling it.
This person here says, I look forward to their handling of LGBT characters, their history, Goldust, Billy and Chuck, Chris Kanyon. Shows this will be very successful.
Well, there
this person
you go.
Says, I just don't trust WWE to do anything but a terrible and crudely offensive job of this. This person says, Dear God.
There you go.
This person says, as they make fun of gays in Raw, the writing of these shows is infuriating.
Can't wait till The Rock comes back. What do you think The Rock's next promo is going to be like? And will he get to have interaction? I mean, and I know, you know, Dwayne Johnson, compared to the character of The Rock, and I know he's the swaggering, he goes back to being the, you know, 1999 version of The Rock. It's, you know, there was some pushback before with he and his, you know, going back and forth with John Cena and some of the things that The Rock says, you know, is some people look at them as juvenile. Other people look at them as offensive. Bottom line is when he comes back, if he comes back to do something, those sorts of things need to disappear.
Laura says, does this mean that we could have a transgender champion? Well, sounds like it. That's what that sounds like when I read that statement right there. I guess we'll see. Color
Somebody
me skeptical.
Text Carvina.
That's all I'll say. The track record of this company, color me skeptical, but we'll see what ends up happening. She may have just said something. You know what I mean?
Well, and there's the thing. And look, there's where, I mean, you have to address it. I mean, when you look at this from a business and a sports entertainment, I mean, things like this, these types of issues, social issues, especially are going to come up. Somebody may ask them one time, hey, you still going to run the Charlotte Coliseum with what goes on? I mean, you know, sooner or later, you get those questions asked by you, because you have sports and entertainers pulling out of a place like North Carolina because of the transgender bathroom law that was... you know, attempted to be put into place. So, this is a big issue. I just, unfortunately, I'm in the camp of everybody else. In a perfect world, I would like to see how they go about this, but it has not been a perfect world in WWE when it comes to telling stories, much less on a level of that.
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Well, I would chime in on this gay and lesbian transgender thing, but your text message has pretty much summed up every thought I was had. As far as Goldust and Billy and Chuck and whatnot. But I actually like to go off topic if I could. You guys were talking last night about the other night about the Hawk and Henry Godwin match with the straps and then giving fans actual straps. I was actually at a show, it was a couple years ago, where they had Jimmy Rave wrestling, and we paid and we got to surround ringside. And then they gave us these leather straps. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to kill this guy. So the fans are just laying into him, and I ended up backing up, and I ended up even trying to push the fans out of the way because they are beating the snot out of this guy and have no idea what they're doing. I couldn't believe the promoter even gave us those straps.
You know, they did this in TNA and the same thing happened. They actually, in TNA, they had a bunch of plants. So there were only a few actual fans, if I recall correctly. But don't give weapons to fans at a wrestling show. I mean, come on.
It's another thing history
give
should have taught
break.
Us.
Give me a break.
I ended up finding Rave after the show, and I apologized. And I was like, I couldn't hit you anymore because these people were killing you with this thing.
And what'd he say?
He was like, he was all mad. He didn't really want to talk.
I don't say. Wow. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Dear God. What next?
Oh, man.
Right here. Actually, we'll get into this after the break. Dave Meltzer is going to be on the show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. The new issue of The Observer is out. We got a very, very big weekend coming up in about a week. We'll have some in-studio guests as well. Lance Storm's going to be here in studio. It's going to be a fun time for a few days there. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And the man behind the Wrestling Observer newsletter is here today, Dave Meltzer. Lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of stuff we didn't talk about on last night's show, because some of these stories just making headlines and people hearing about them today. Dave, this story about Stephanie McMahon talking about integrating LGBT characters into their programming. This is the WWE we're talking about. What are your thoughts on this?
No, it depends on how they do it. I'm sure that they've been wanting to for a while. The problem is with a character like that is that you have to make him a babyface because they get too much heat for making him a heel, so you're kind of constricted in that way. But, you know, they could do it in a classy way. They could do it in an exploitive way. They could do it in look at us, we're so great way, which is usually what they would do. So we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, I don't consider that news. I mean, they've been talking about there's been talk about stuff like that when it comes to characters since the beginning of time. And they've done it in, you know, semi stuff like that, and they did the Billy and Chuck thing. So I mean, they've done it before. It's just now they're trying to get headlines for saying we're relevant and everything, and we're going to do it. When was the first, Gorgeous George was, you know, somewhat of an effeminate character. So we're going back to the 40s. This is not new or news in my mind. It's just something. It's an attempt to get attention.
What does it say that I've been bombarded with text messages and tweets, and everybody is? There's no faith in this company to do anything non-offensive with this.
Oh, I'm sure they'll try to be non-offensive with it, but you know everything. You know that. I mean, they can't make him a heel because they'll get bombarded. Like I said, you couldn't do it today. I mean, you could have, you know, even 5-10 years ago, you could have, but today you can't. So,
it's like how we talked about black wrestlers back in the day. You can't be a heel.
What?
it's how we talked about black wrestlers, promoters, black. They can't be a heel in the territory because of.
There were black heels, but I know what you're saying. Most of the time they weren't. I mean, Ernie Ladd was a heel far more than he was a baby face.
True. Yeah.
But yeah, there was, I think every territory, or not every, but you know, there was that period in the 70s where, you know, you had your black baby face in every territory, and it was like a, you know, that the token thing, and you would have exactly one, and if a new one came, the one that was there existing started getting mad because he thought he was taking his job and all that. You know, but it was a quota business. I mean, it sort of is now, but not to the same. It's a different kind of quota business.
But I think doesn't that play more into the, you know, that they didn't want to invest into the depth of the character, and this is a situation where they are sticking. They would be bold to do this considering the landscape, one, their reputation, which is obviously people, you know, think they're going to live down to how it seems right now. But you're doing
they
it in the most sensitive landscape possible and the most dramatic time for this issue to ever be up forward. I mean, if you're that, do you think that they will get some cold feet or maybe at least take the tact of taking this like a legitimate fighter where it comes up in conversation, but this is not going to be something that their opponent bangs on? You know what I mean? Like, this is not going to be part of their opponent's promo.
That would be the way to do it, but that would.
They said a storyline.
I mean, you know that there's the storyline was suggested for Brock when he first came in. This is like 14 years ago. 14 years ago to do that kind of a character. It was shot down immediately, but, you know, it's not like, you know, there have been various incarnations of ideas, and obviously the Darren Young thing was something that they wanted out, but they didn't want to touch it on television at the time, and that's only a couple years ago, where it was like, we wanted out to show that we have somebody like that, but on television they never mentioned it once, so they were squeamish about it. But again, I think that you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, the current landscape, and also the fact that UFC with Amanda Nunes being champion and Liz Carmouche, you know, they do it and it's absolutely not exploitive the way they do it. It's just kind of out there, and so it's like that's kind of like the you know, it's so it's shown you can do it. I'm sure, you know, and maybe it'll be with Daria Baronato or Benataro, whatever her name is, because she was on. Tough enough somewhat for that reason, and she is someone who they're fast tracking to the main roster, and she's legit, so I think that that may be who we're talking about.
Moving on to another topic here. Last night we were on the show and you'd mentioned TNA and things seem to be all right, money issues in the past. Maybe that's not the case, despite the fact that they just signed Damian Sandow.
A lot more, but there's stuff going on today, and it's not smooth sailing today. They're going to have to show that they're going to be doing the tapings, but there are financial issues going on there.
Man, but Damian Sandow is coming in tonight.
Yep, he's the big new signing. Yeah,
this whole situation is so weird.
Well, they keep, they keep having to get money to go on. I mean, they don't have a business that makes sense right now. I mean, they're trying to figure out, a way to do it. But it's, they just have a business that's spending more money than it's taking in. And inevitably,
it seems to be a problem.
Granted, it's been that case for their entire existence, with a few years exception. But they, now it's one of those things where they have to make it work. Whereas years ago, they had the Carter family funding it, and there wasn't the pressure to make it pay off financially. And now there is. So now they're in trouble again.
God, and there's football tonight, too. Not like it's going to really affect their number that dramatically, but the fact that all of the NFL preseason games begin tonight and there's a rabid bunch of people that have been dying for football for a year does not help their cause either.
Well, the Olympics are going to hurt a lot more than football tonight.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it's just another punch in the face.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, their audience at that 300,000 to 350,000 level, it's like, that's a pretty hardcore audience. I mean, they're
that's a very hardcore audience.
Bad as if they had if they had 1.5 million viewers and a lot of casual viewers, then they would get hurt a lot worse by the Olympics and football and outside things. I mean, they have their core base.
That brings up an interesting question. So Raw got smashed against the Olympics this week. A lot of women watching the Olympics, and WWE has lost a lot of the male audience. There's more women now. The women left. And we ended up with, what was the number, 2.8 million, 2.7? What was the number this week?
The number was 2,904,000 viewers, which would be the lowest for a non-holiday show since 97. So, yeah, lowest in almost 20 years.
So 2.9 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the base? Is that it?
Probably 2.9 million.
Okay, that's my question.
That's probably, we'll find out during football season, but I wonder if, usually you're down about 10% during football season. I'm wondering if they drop as much during football season just because they've been so low now that maybe, the Olympics, the Olympic number is going to be more than any NFL game number is going to be this entire season that goes against them. So it could very well be that this is the level that we're going to get during football season, right around the 2.93 million viewer range. I figured that's what it'll be. So I don't know that we're going to get lower than this number, but this will probably be right around the number. I think this is going to be close to what the fall number is, I think.
Man, I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if hitting rock bottom at 2.9 million is good or bad. I mean, it's good in that it's 2.9 million, but it's bad that we're at rock bottom.
We can't go any lower.
it can always go lower.
Well, you can drive off the hard course.
In time, it probably will. But
yeah, but you know what? At the end, WCW, when they'd run off everybody, they still had millions. And those people would probably still be watching WCW today.
At the end was doing a significantly better rating. Well, not significantly, because WCW at the end was, I think, ranging from 2.1 to 2.4 as far as the actual rating goes. And WWE is it was 2.0 on Monday night, so they're actually lower than Nitro was, and they're not going head to head with another wrestling show. So we are at lower numbers than Nitro was getting when Nitro was canceled. But it's a different television landscape now than in 2001. I mean, it's so much more fragmented, so it's not exactly a fair comparison. But that's kind of. But then again, you're also not going head to head with another wrestling show, which I think is also pretty darn hard, which is a lot harder competition.
Now we only have a couple of minutes here, actually about a minute. Very quickly, run down what's coming up next weekend in terms of shows, which is the headline story in the Observer this week.
Well, I mean, there's four big ones five. There's Friday night's going to be Ring of Honor, Friday night the 19th, and then the 20th is going to be a crazy day because there's going to be UFC 202 and NXT TakeOver that are largely going head-to-head. NXT TakeOver should end shortly after the beginning of the UFC 202 pay-per-view, but it'll go head-to-head with the FS1 matches. And then right after the UFC ends, probably within an hour after it ends, the Super J Cup will be live on New Japan World, which is a phenomenal lineup. And then, of course, Sunday of that week is SummerSlam. So, yeah, for a three-day period, it's one of the biggest of the year. Except for WrestleMania week, it would be the biggest of the year.
And, of course, in the new issue of The Observer, we've got a full look at everything, and I'm sure there will be more coming out this week. And who is our guest this afternoon on the show, Dave?
Larry Matisic, we haven't talked to for a couple of years since he suffered, and it wasn't a stroke. We all thought it was, but we'll talk to him and catch up with him, former St. Louis announcer, booker, author. He's actually working on a book on Sam Muchnick right now, and he's still booking wrestling. It's something that keeps him alive, really.
All righty. Well, Dave, I want to thank you so much. WrestlingObserver.com, everybody. Dave and I will be up later on today for subscribers with Larry Matisic and more. And we'll be back to continue this show after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock. com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It is your opportunity to give us your thoughts here today. I've got a bunch of text messages I'm going to read here in a moment. Twitter as well. If you want to give us a call, the studio line, 425-488-0525, toll free, 844-411-5411. And text messages, 425-780-7566. Here we go. John says, I have zero faith in their ability to do such stories LGBT characters. Plus, I think it's a bad idea given the nature of the wrestling demo, the demographics. This person here says, Kane is a demon political politician with a dental degree. How many more layers do you need? That's definitely a lot of layers.
Constituents, of which Tom Lawler is one.
Yes. Like the caller, I too was at a fans strap match, but it was an IWA Mid-South.
Oh, my God.
Was it a strap or a barbed wire bat that you were given as a fan?
Were you using it because you needed to, like, what, fight the wrestlers off of, like, trying to attack you on the way to your car, I think, for a show like that. But sorry, IWA Mid-South.
This person says, I hope WWE brings back some HLA. That'll drive the ratings to all-time highs.
Mm. Hey, by the way, since you are a former gymnast, I was watching Simone Biles. And her incredibly impressive floor performance that got her the gold medal.
Yeah.
And do you know what I
taught
immediately,
her all that.
I was wondering, but you know who I immediately thought of? Honestly, and you'll never believe this.
Do I want to know the answer?
When I saw her, David Crockett.
Oh, yeah?
Because everything that I see now reminds me of David Crockett, which means I'm thinking a lot along the lines of you.
Are you mocking me for saying that Daniel Bryan reminded me of David Crockett? Even though the moment I said it, Dave was like, you know, you're right.
Yes, I am. I am.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Daniel Bryan does remind me of David Crockett.
Oh, by the way,
he's better.
You know what, though?
He's not a marble mouth.
In a way, Dave was actually right as well, too, in that you're right about his enthusiasm, but you're also, Dave is right about the fact that Daniel sometimes pushes it a little too far, and David Crockett, again, at some point, you're going to see. It's not so funny anymore.
Let me tell you something, Mike. First off, Daniel Bryan does remind me of David Crockett. Second off, Simone Biles does not remind me of David Crockett. But I will say one thing.
What's that?
I realize that it's her last name, but to have a skill named after you, and the name is The Biles, I mean, this should be Finn Balor's finish. The Biles.
My wife and I were
hideous
watching the end of that thing. What was the move that she actually ended with? Like, where she kind of, like, fell, looked like she... Just my back still hurts looking at it, and she just kind of bounced up and landed, and it's like... I don't know how she does this, but it's amazing, especially considering she's at, like, shorter than Alexa Bliss, right?
Well, I don't know how tall. I think Alexa's 5 feet, but she's 4'8". That's significantly shorter.
Are you taller than her?
Give me a break, Mike. You know, you numbskulls that mock my height. I'm 5'6.5". And if you want me to go to the doctor and have him write out the little thing. You know what's funniest about that? Is right. In my 20s, I grew a half an inch. I was always 5'6". And then sometime in my early 20s, I went back and I was suddenly 5'6.5". And the doctor was like, you grew a half inch.
Did you
put on like,
weight
cool,
too,
is that going to keep going? And he said, no, this shouldn't happen. But hey, I'll give it to you.
Was it a growth spurt late or did just...
I have a theory that everybody has mocked me for.
What?
That is, and I had read that this was true, but other people claim it's not true, so I don't know. All I know is that I started doing very heavy deadlifts, and I was told that in between your spinal column, if you can build those muscles, every single, all the way up, you can put on a little height. And all I know is I did heavy, heavy deadlifts, and I grew a half inch. So, if you want to tell me that's not true, fine, but it happened, so I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't know how that actually probably wouldn't be true that you wouldn't gain a little bit, considering as time goes on, the biggest thing is when people slunch over and they lose they let those back muscles atrophy and things like that, and you start to slouch, you lose height, so why wouldn't it be the reverse to slightly gain it if you were actually in shape?
I don't know, maybe I had better posture, maybe there wasn't any muscle hypertrophy.
You've got like reverse scoliosis going on.
I did have scoliosis when I was a kid, so maybe I straightened it out. I don't know. Literally. Let's go. Let's quit boring everybody. Studio line, you're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, I was so hoping you were Ryan. Yes, Jim.
Talking about David Crockett. Now, Mike, you know good and well you loved it when David got clotheslined by Nikita Koloff.
Hey, come on. You
I did
know
love
good
that.
And well, Mike.
I did love that.
And you wouldn't love it if it wasn't for the way that he was.
Because he was laying on the ground and he was shut up. That's why it was great that he was...
Give me a break. Hold on. Jim, stop for a second. Let me ask Mike a serious question.
Yes.
Are you watching SmackDown?
Yes.
No, come on. Are you really?
Yes, why?
Okay, so you're telling me that you prefer David Otunga over David Crockett? Because give me a break.
Can I get Bob Caudle and Tony Schiavone as my A-team?
Hey, maybe.
Can I get Rich Landrum instead, Johnny Weaver or something like that? I just didn't like David Crockett, all right?
Answer the question. You'd rather have David Otunga than David Crockett. Really?
Seriously? Can I abstain from this one?
JBL? You're telling me JBL's really better than David Crockett? At least David Crockett loved this business, and he was so into everything, and he was so excited. Yeah, he was marble-mouthed. Yeah, when he did that thing at the Great American Bash where he's talking and he's playing I don't know who.
Right, he would also... The thing
Henry
is,
David Thoreau
him,
trying to tell us how great the Great American Bash was. Yeah, that sucked.
When you watched him week after week, though, he would jump people's storylines. He would jump people's promos. He would become a very annoying character because he would become too much a part sometimes of the show. And yes, he did. He was a promoter. He was the promoter's brother. He had a stake in it. I'm not saying that the dude wasn't passionate. I'm not saying he was the worst all time all my life. But by the standards that I was raised on, it was close.
Listen, I was raised on standards as well, but let me tell you something. I've been watching 2 years worth of this NWA WCW, and he hasn't grated on me yet. Maybe the day's coming.
That's because everybody today sucks. Like you said it's not that David Crockett
is
really...
Is that my point? not my point?
But that doesn't mean it was... Again, it's not good because it doesn't suck by today's standards.
Yeah,
Jim,
actually it is good. It is good. You know who else was great? Shaska Watley. This man should have been a Hall of Famer.
He was.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, Pistol Pez.
I loved it when they cut Boogie's hair. I loved it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, there's another racially insensitive storyline when you go look back.
Dude, forget anything like that. The reaction of Jimmy Valiant when they go to shave his hair. He didn't have to say a word. All you had to do was look at his face, and you knew this man's going to done get his revenge. Right,
my father was,
he's going to done
father
get
was
his
so
revenge.
Pissed. My father was so pissed during that bash when they showed that and he showed Shaska dancing around, and my dad was a 70s WWF fan and like the Valiant Brothers was visibly annoyed for one of the few times that he actually I caught his fandom in its rawest form.
Man.
Well, he's talking about Johnny Weaver a minute ago. I'd a whole lot rather hear him than David Otunga singing "Turn Out the Lights, the Party's Over."
I'm looking for that guy at Heroes of Wrestling that was so horrible. I think he'd be an improvement nowadays.
Well, you were talking about Alexa Bliss a minute ago. What is her finisher? I was trying to figure that out myself.
The Bliss twist or whatever
they call
it.
Whatever she wants it to be, yeah. The flipping moonsault.
She does it's an aerial off the top rope. A round off with no hands.
Yes.
One last thing on a serious tent. Vince will be...
Dude, I've been serious this whole call, Jim.
Okay, well... I'm just trying to say about the LGBT thing.
Oh, yeah.
They'll get a visit from the Westboro Baptist Church now.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, man, God. Now that's a storyline.
All right, y'all have a good one now.
Thanks, Jim. Oh, man, where this is going.
Oh, no.
I barely got through any of the text messages. This person here, the history of WWE using stereotyped characters does not make me trust them with LGBT characters. Person here says, I'm not going to call out any names that people are expecting to be the first. Knowing WWE's track record of doing things in poor taste, I just can't see this LGBT initiative turning out well. Are they going to have people who actually practice alternative lifestyles portray characters in that vein? I find it hard to believe that they could reasonably expect heterosexual people on the roster to portray homosexual characters, though it has been done before. I just think that in 2016, they need to do it in a tasteful manner, which WWE have proven they aren't capable of. That seems to be what every single person brings up every time. WWE incapable of doing this based on history.
Well, I mean, look at their history forget about anything else, just subtlety in general. I mean, just think about that. They oh, man.
Except whatever that was with Dolph Ziggler. I'm still not sure if he screwed up or if that was subtlety at the end of that SmackDown match when he totally got in the way of Dean Ambrose's dive. Oh. And then Dean Ambrose almost killed himself. I mean, yeah. It would have been so easy for the announcers to just say, Dolph was in the way and Dean almost killed himself. That's why Dean gave this guy the DDT in addition to whatever happened earlier in the show. But no.
Was that just a cosmic goof? You know what I
mean?
Dude,
I still don't know today. I don't have any information. I just know I saw it and I was like, what in the world just happened right there? That was a disaster. This person says, is the Honky Tonk Man actually going to be on this season of Lucha Underground like he keeps saying? I think him and Famous B together looking for Honky's next protege would be amazing.
Oh, my God. Him with, like, did you ever see the movie Desperado or, him playing the character with who was the character with the gun in the
Now you can't even
case?
Get your reference to go over my head going.
I'm trying to think of what the movie was.
All I know is I don't know if Honky's going to be there. I don't remember hearing anything about Honky being there, but.
Basically, what I'm saying is we need Honky on the show in some form.
This person says, I just watched SmackDown live. Rhino should have laid it down for Heath Slater and told his constituents that he's a job creator. That's actually great. You're one step ahead of Rhino.
Yes.
He did not think about that.
There's time. There is time. There's places to go with Terry Guido Guerin, the character.
Is it really Guido, or are you making that up?
I don't know. I saw, but you know what? Again, with that hair and that look on his face and that suit he was wearing in the interview that he was doing about his political career, he's going to be Terry Guido Guerin to me.
To the toll-free line, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, Brandon from Nebraska.
Yes, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going? Just a quick comment here. I think I know what would help the ratings a little bit. They need more promos like the great Dr. D. David Schultz on the air.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what?
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to get that.
Well, you know.
For good reason.
I can still dream, you know.
Dude.
But, no, he was awesome.
It's not, there's actually, okay. I want to thank you very much for the call. I was thinking about a bunch of different things I don't care to mention. This is just.
Uh-huh.
There's always the possibility that they could do this right. It is 2016. Things have changed. If you go back to the mid-90s when they were doing that gold dust angle, the stuff that Jerry Lawler said on television, which you can relive in all its glory on the WWE Network. He doesn't say that anymore.
No,
but
he
still,
does not.
I don't know. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
As Dave noted earlier, Larry Matisic is going to be our guest on Wrestling Observer Radio later on today for subscribers. Tonight, the Brian and Vinny Show. We will be talking the Cruiserweight Classic as well as NXT. Got a tweet here, something we were talking about earlier, in regards to our main man, Rhino. We are all part of Rhino's constituency. From the WWE website, Rhino says, quote, I'm running under my real name, Terrence Guido Guerin. So apparently that is his real name. His middle name is Guido.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, best of luck to the man beast, Rhino.
Grew up with the middle name Guido, probably is a little bit of a husky kid up there in the mitten.
Dude, are you going to mess with this guy?
Detroit, Michigan. No, I'm saying that's why this is a tough dude, but also fair, as he proved with Heath Slater.
That's right. We'll be back later on today, everybody, with those two shows I talked about earlier. We are here live and free every day. What am I talking about? It's not after dark. Noon Pacific. 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA, daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. We've also got a Saturday show at 10 a.m. Pacific, which would be 1 Eastern. So check all those out. SportsByline.com is the place to go for the full schedule of all of the shows. You can also get all the information on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And sign up today, everybody. You will not regret it. So much great stuff up there. Check it out, and we are out of here. Thanks, Mike, as always. All the folks at Sports Byline USA, callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.